thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know that it's like 5 minutes of Dario staring at the roadcaster.
Hey, your boys are
trying to remember which button to press at 3 years later. It's been this. No one has. The buttons have been the same.
None.
Nothing has changed. You know what it is?
Y'all, we're talking about Canfield Pop anyway. but you know what it is? It's like I get so nervous to mess up because, you know, like I don't want to mess
not
up
live.
It's still, I mean, it's, you know, we'd be one take drinking this. You know what I'm saying? So
you
like,
just don't want to edit. That's what it is.
People be like, edit. Yo, they podcast is literally just a raw format because he
sure
don't want to edit. He don't want to edit. Now we edit sometimes.
No, we don't.
we just very little. I think out of what we got almost 160 episodes.
Yeah.
We've only edited maybe
like 5.
I would say generous 10.
Generous
10.
Yeah.
So y'all getting the full shit. Yeah. Y'all getting that full thing.
The only times we edited in the beginning was when Dario would just drop.
Yeah, man, I was what's your favorite word?
Every other word,
boy.
And we just can't do that.
I thought I was talking to the homies.
He wasn't.
Next thing you know, the news call win. Your boy was like, hello, today is 77 Flavors of Chicago.
Literally.
Y'all, we ain't really got much to talk about.
How was your week?
I look at you. Okay, thank you.
How was your week?
Ooh, well, this rough week. Yeah, this was a rough week. We won't get into details, y'all, because this is traumatic. But your boy and the family is good. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
But
we
it
just
was
had a
it
was little a, family emergency.
Ooh, it was a tough week.
You'll see.
That's why we got a video.
Yeah, and we didn't even post as much on Instagram
right.
This week. We were kind of
shit
very
shut
occupied.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit shut down quick.
Yeah.
Start Monday, like after the one post we made this week,
yeah,
last week, it shut down like an hour after that,
yeah,
maybe not even an hour within that hour.
It was rough
anyway. But you kind of had the same week then.
I did,
yeah, because it was hectic.
And Campbell was also sick,
yeah, right? Our dog was sick,
so
like sick,
yeah,
throwing up blood. We had to figure it out.
He's good now, but
yeah, he good. Campbell, man, I'm sad think about it. Yeah, for real. Hey,
I don't know how people have kids, if I'm being honest. Man, I don't know how people have kids because yeah. I'm outside of the house and I'm constantly thinking about this dog. Yeah. I don't know how people leave their kids at home or anywhere.
Yeah,
I would be like, well, we just in this house now.
Yeah right. This shit is
just gonna lock right, ourselves right. here. No one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Just make sure everyone's good. I would be that parent.
This world's scary. This world's scary, ain't it? Yeah, it was.
But that's not why we're here.
That's not why we're here.
We don't want to be Debbie Downers.
To be honest with you, we gonna stall some time a little bit because
sometimes topics are interesting, but they're short.
They're short,
and that's all right.
This is gonna be a good, interesting one.
Yeah,
like real interesting.
Yeah. We're not half-assing it. It's just no. Like there's not a lot of information, but it's still an interesting topic.
And to give some context, y'all, I had been thinking because remember we
that's
I brought
crazy
I've been.
Bruh.
Goddamn, that loud ass bro almost went back to the first few episodes. Yeah, almost said the one magic word. Almost said the loud ass. Anyway, no, but here's the thing. So Sarah, I've been telling you for a long time now about, like, you know, Canfield. You know, can't nobody remember Canfield. You really can't,
right.
You know, remember no history. And I was like, what happened to Canfield
what
Pop?
What happened?
Y'all got to be OGs. If you are OG Chicago,
I've never heard of it.
I know you haven't. Because it didn't last. It was lasted a long time.
It was lasted,
it was,
yeah. That's fact.
It was lasted.
That's accurate.
But nothing. I don't know. It just was very
you
polarizing.
You can still get it on eBay.
I mean, but this eBay. eBay is a scam through and through.
It's not a scam.
eBay, a goddamn scam.
How? Explain yourself.
Explain myself?
Yeah, how is eBay a scam?
I mean, you see how many. First of all, I feel like
you haven't been on eBay since like 2003.
Not,
so like your opinion is dated.
I'm surprised anybody been on eBay.
What do you mean?
eBay, what is eBay good for? eBay, honestly, here's
the
thing.
It's good for collectibles.
Yeah, but like you're going to end up, they're going to send you some stupid shit.
No, it has to be verified.
How did they verify it though? I don't trust eBay because I want some old.
They vet the shit.
I want an old school PlayStation 2.
They vet it.
How do they vet it though?
And if you receive something that is not correct,
you get your shit back.
Yeah, of course. Fuck.
You say it's gonna be furniture moving.
You think everyone's been just bamboozled and EBN is still like active? They said, you know what, we don't.
Yeah, right. They ain't no regulation.
No on one this. Thought to like shut it down if it wasn't like. What do you mean? Sometimes your opinions are just ridiculous.
No, because
like, they're not even. They're literally just opinions.
Yeah,
but like based on nothing, which is literally so dangerous.
No.
Yes.
No. No, no. Yes. I mean, that's dangerous, but that ain't what I'm doing here. eBay that's do be scamming people.
When was last time you were scammed on eBay or heard of someone being scammed on eBay? I'm not even an eBay fan. I've never shopped eBay.
I mean, you up here defending the shit like you is.
But, well, my question is, when was last time you were scammed on eBay?
I was never scammed because I never went down
that
road.
When was the last time you heard about someone being scammed on eBay?
I bet you I can look it up on the internet right now.
No. I want to know where your opinion came from.
No.
Tell me where your opinion came from.
Look, I'm about
you don't need to look it up. Irrelevant, what you find right now.
Here we go.
The point, Siri.
Look up the last time a motherfucker was scammed on eBay. Let's see if she says something.
Here's the thing. The point isn't that. I don't seem to be able to get your current location. Won't he do it?
Wow. Okay. My current location. Her dumb ass.
Here's the thing. The point isn't that people aren't being scammed on eBay. The point is you base your opinions on nothing.
Look.
That is the only point here.
I've heard that they got scammed.
Point blank, period.
eBay scams. I hear eBay scams.
People get scammed on anything. People get scammed all over the place.
Let's see.
Scams are everywhere, but that doesn't mean everything on eBay is a scam.
Here we go. Seven things you need to do to stay. Why? Don't do that. My shit start jumping around and then. Because, you know, anyway, I don't know. I don't know how we got on this.
We got on this because you have wild opinions that are inaccurate. And I just need to, someone needs to check you. And I'm the only one here.
Ain't nobody going to check you.
I'm checking you.
Yeah. I'm still going to go do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
That is the most toxic thing I've ever heard.
Anyway, as I was saying, Canfield Pop. So I just want to know. This is how we came to Canfield Pop, y'all. y'all, so check it out. Let's go down Canfield Pop, man. It was founded by Arthur J. Canfield in 1924.
Oh, wow. What a convenient last name, Canfield.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He knew. You made a soda can.
Bottle, actually. We'll get to it.
I mean, like, yeah, you know, right. Eventually can.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
In 1924, right here in Chicago on the South Side. Now, that's a throwback for some of y'all.
It is so loud.
It is. But it was on the South Side, 67th and South. South Chicago Avenue. So right there. Wow. Yeah, right there on the South Side. And so what they were known for, because this is, I didn't know this part. I just knew of Canfield because we was drinking all the time, 50-50, right? It was known for the glass bottle, but the glass bottle had the logo and painted basically on the bottle. And so that was a different marketing. And so what they did was they said, hey, look,
You said 50-50. That's the actual drink.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One of the drinks.
What is 50-50?
I'll get to it. It was grapefruit and lemon lime or some shit like that. But I'll get to that. So they were using the glass bottles with the logo imprinted. At the time, everybody was doing it was using the paper, right? And so for them, they were like, oh, yeah. We need different.
We need the bottle to always say Canfield.
It always needs to say it.
That's kind of interesting because... Mm-hmm. They started in 1924, close to the Depression. So I'm sure, like, once you hit the Great Depression, people were reusing things. So, like, to reuse the bottles that still say the name, that's like ongoing marketing.
Did you read?
No, I really didn't.
Okay, I know you didn't because I just did it. Yeah. Okay, so check this out.
Is that what it is?
Arthur marketed it as a better quality product.
Wow.
Yeah. So he basically said, hey, this we better than everything else happening in Chicago, particularly because of that reason.
Yeah.
And the bottles, because they had the label imprinted on it, when you recycled it, it had to be brought back to Canfield.
Oh, yeah.
So they got all their bottles back. Basically, the return on investment was there. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, here's the thing. Sounds all good.
Yeah.
But that was kind of part of the downfall.
Because that
went all the way until 1967 until they switched to plastic.
That's a decent
amount of years. That's 50 years.
Plastic.
They switched to plastic bottles.
Oh, I was like shocked, but then I remembered all the sodas plastic.
Here's why they switched. Because the retailers, yeah, we like your products, but we got to go through all these extra steps to just send your shit back to you instead of just putting it in one recycle and then it just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of was the reason.
I don't know if this was a thing here, but when I was growing up, anytime you would buy any kind of soda, so like if you bought a bottle, mm-hmm. There was an incentive of money back if you took the bottle back to the store.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the store also had a monetary incentive if they sent the bottles back to like Coca-Cola or mm-hmm. something.
Yep.
And so when I was growing up, my mom would be like, put it back in the crate. Like, don't throw it out.
Yep.
And we would just put it back in that crate. And then at the end of the week or month or whatever, she would take it back to the store.
So funny thing you said about that crate. They also, at the time they were marketing it with the bottles with the imprint, they mm-hmm. also shipped out wooden crates, like these high-end wooden crates to keep the bottles safe and everything. So they went over the top.
Wow.
But yeah, let me tell you, my grandma, rest her soul, boy, you better not throw out a can in the regular garbage.
Yeah.
What you do is you crush that shit.
You get like 50 cents a can or
grandmama
something.
Grandmama made so much money off of that shit. I was like, she would make us crush cans. And it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just sit there, had a whole bunch of cans. Grandma just wait till we come over.
Yeah.
My mama drop us off.
There was no internet when you were
growing up. So. Hell no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Matter of fact, I remember taking an internet class in high school.
In high school?
High school. Freshman year.
Wow. I also took an internet class, but I was like in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Or fourth grade.
Freshman year. They were like, hey, this is Yahoo. This is how you search the internet.
This is how you look
can search
up.
For anything.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's funny that you bring that up. But yeah, that was kind of like a little bit of their downfall. Now let's talk about let's take down the memory lane here. Cause y'all probably like can't feel, I don't really remember. Y'all got to remember 50-50.
Yeah.
That was the grapefruit, like lime type drink. The bottle, it was like red and yellow on there. It was basically squirt before, you know, and why was that the first drink I said squirt?
I don't know why.
Oh man, they just be giving microphones to anybody.
Anybody could get it.
The Canada, Canfield's dry ginger ale was another big one that was we had. and then Grandpa's Graff, I don't remember that. It's Swiss cream.
Grandpa's Graff.
I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm
what
not drinking that.
What does that even mean?
Hey,
like
go ahead,
G-R-A-P-H?
No, G-R-A-F. How phonetically? Wait, who drinking Grandpa's Graff?
What does that even mean?
Man, I don't even know what that tastes like. What it tastes like? Old sweaty ass balls.
Stop. Why don't you say that?
I don't know. That's what I feel like Grandpa's Graff would be.
Here's my one question.
Yeah.
You know how it's called Canfield soda?
Yeah, it's pop.
So
I know what it's called, but it's pop.
Well, that was my question. So if this is a Chicago company and they called themselves soda, who are you to say it's pop?
It's pop, goddammit. I don't care what nobody say. You know, they time was different. They also...
No, they the OGs.
They also didn't like black people use the same things.
Grandpa's Graff was root beer.
Oh, hey.
But it wasn't them. It was from 1873, a guy named John Graff... The company was actually, it's from Milwaukee.
Interesting. Ooh, rabbit hole. Right here, live on the podcast, y'all.
Yeah, and he got his degree from Marquette.
Hey, go Marquette, baby.
Yeah,
let's go. It's not my alma mater.
Well, so Graff, PNV Atlas sold Graff products to Canada Dry, and then
Canada Dry, or Canfield Dry,
Canada Dry, which in turn sold Graff to A.J. Canfield
ooh,
in 1984.
Ooh, my year. Hey.
Yeah. And then Canfield, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you say how it ended.
Yeah.
Because I have the last who purchased it. But
yeah. Oh, that's where we're going to go. So what happened? Well, if y'all remember, and this is what my memory is. So back when the Taste of Chicago was like really, really popping.
Yeah.
I guess the last year. So wow, now that I'm putting this shit together in my head. The last year I do remember, because they had a big ass advertising. Taste of Chicago and Channel 9 used to go hand in hand. I don't remember if y'all remember, we used to get like these things in the mail where it used to have a map of the Taste of Chicago. used to be in like the newspaper.
Yeah.
And you would get that, and like that's how you knew where to go around the map. And then it also had games on it, and it was always sponsored by like Canfield Pop. Always. Mm. So that's where my memory is. And now that I'm thinking about it, they went under.
They did.
In 1995.
Yeah.
Which was like the last major, like the big year that it was hot as fuck out there in Grant Park in the Taste of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Which this makes sense now. I never seen them after that. I don't have no memories after that. That's wow. crazy. So they were sold to Select Beverages, y'all. Now, here's the thing. They were sold to Select Beverages, but Select Beverages was bought out in 1998 by, get this, Cadbury Schweppes. Yeah. Cadbury Schweppes. Y'all know Cadbury, like the Easter egg,
yeah.
the bunny thing?
Yep.
That company and Schweppes, you know, their ginger ale, whatever, or yeah. whatever they make, they merged at some point, but they are the company that bought Select Beverages. Now, get this. It gets even better. Select Beverages was then taken over by Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Yeah. So I didn't even know Keurig and Dr. Pepper
I didn't know that
was
either.
A company. I didn't know that. Wow. I had no clue.
I mean, they all owned by one company.
They are. And capitalism. I'm going to get to that in a second because that's going to be a dope tie-in. I didn't even realize. But y'all know Keurig, Dr. Pepper. Check this out. They got some hitters on their name.
Yeah.
Like that so Keurig, the coffee maker, they that's what they make. Dr. Pepper, of course. Schweppes, of course. The Cadbury, all that kind mm-hmm. of shit. But 7-Up.
Yeah.
Hawaiian Punch.
That's your favorite.
That's like my favorite. Hawaiian Punch. Canada Dry, like you said. Mm-hmm. Knee High. Man, oh, wow. I rock with Knee High Heavy. You know that.
Yeah.
Anytime we go to, what is that, Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Knee High, baby. Nantucket Nectars. Y'all remember those? I don't know if you remember that. So I think that might be only in America.
Yeah.
Now, that was good. When I tell you that, I think it's still out there. Amazing. Like, wow. Apple juice. I know you don't rock with apple juice. I know you do. I know. But let me tell you, this apple juice right here, you come in a bottle. Boy.
I could never. There is one.
It's a smack like five.
They say there's an apple juice that's carbonated in Germany that is like addicting, and that I'm willing to try.
Well, Germany, y'all been rocking with us. We about to pull up.
I do have a fact that's going to kind of blow your mind.
I got a fact too. Let me finish up with this. RC. You know, that's a Chicago. That's a hood favorite.
Yeah.
Squirt, there it is. Sunkiss and Snapple. I know you got to remember Snapple. Snapple, who don't remember Snapple?
The
it's still
lid
around.
With the little thing, some dumb shit on the inside.
Yeah.
No, they were fun facts.
You know, it's all right. But look at that. That's a list.
That's crazy.
What you got?
So, do you know?
I think we're going to say the same thing.
Who the first person that ever made commercialized carbonated drinks?
Who?
So it was in 17. So the actual process of making carbonated beverages was done in England in 1767.
Mm-hmm.
But the first person that commercialized the carbonated drinks was in 1786 in Switzerland by Jacob Schweppes.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Isn't that like a full circle?
Full ass circle. But speaking of full circles, let me bring this ship all the way around. So mm-hmm. check it out. All those companies are named. Guess who the parent company is?
What?
Mondelez International.
Wow.
And Mondelez International
also owns Nabisco.
Also owns Nabisco, which it was the home. It's still the home. That building is still there of the largest bakery in the world.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's
man,
crazy.
That's good. Yeah. I was now I'm thirsty. Look at
what's funny is sodas were like meant to be the cure. Like they were made to be a medicinal drink.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they were like Pop Coca-Cola and like stuff in the 1800s was a medicinal drink.
What, for what?
I mean, so was heroin. So like,
yeah. But like, what did they think that was gonna cure?
I was like, well, a lot of things, but mostly like cough and
they say
my mom still says drink some 7-Up if your stomach
well
hurts.
Yeah, everybody say drink 7-Up because that makes your shit bubble. I know. Look,
so my mom used to say drink flat 7-Up, which is basically just like water and sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know what there's no science.
All
and
I know,
and she's a doctor, so all that's I know, wild.
I used to drink whenever we had to do we used to drink 7-Up, the bubbly.
Bubble your bubbles.
And let me tell you, whatever end is
tell
ready to come out of.
Little detail
okay,
possible.
That's whatever end it's going to come out of, it happens immediately.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, I mean, you used to, woo, that shit was, look, here's the thing, 7-Up need to come with a warning label.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like I'm pretty sure it's a placebo. Like there is, I don't think there's like, I don't know, I have not looked this up, so do not come at me. But I don't think there's like scientific backing that says 7-Up, like,
it's safe,
agitates your bowels. Like, I don't think that's a thing.
Nah, somebody old ass grandmama started.
And it's all over the world.
All over the world.
People, like, did 7-Up, like, who is your PR person?
Yeah, for real.
And why is your marketing scheme shit?
Have you ever noticed nowadays, you don't even see no 7-Up commercials no more? That shit need to be regulated. Like, 7-Up. 7-Up be like too powerful.
The only commercials you see is Coca-Cola because
they trying to
Coca-Cola. But also the new Sierra Mist. What is it called?
Starry.
Because they're trying to sell Sierra.
Ever since they changed the name.
Do you know how they lost the name?
How?
So a girl named Sierra Mist sued them.
What?
She was like, "It's my name. You can't use it."
Wow.
And she won, so they had to change the name.
Wow, how much did he win?
I don't know the value, but that's why they had, I mean, it cost them like billions, I'm sure, to change everything. That's insane. Like, can you imagine how much money it takes to change that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, because like you got to stop production, you got to redo it, come up with a new label.
Literally, like I'm sure all your machines are all over the world to make certain prints and stuff.
All over the world,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. So that's why it's Starry.
That's why it's Starry.
That's why they got the commercial now, like with the
old Sierra Mist bottle.
They should have her in the commercial.
No, they're not, they're beefing.
I know, but like, get over it. Both of them, both she,
they're salty.
I know they're salty, but like, bring her in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I did not know. Look at that. A history podcast with food information.
Do you know what the, in 2019, what the country with the highest consumption of carbonated soft drinks is?
America.
False. Mexico.
Really?
630 servings per capita per year.
630 servings?
So 8 ounces. 630 times 8 ounces per servings per capita per year. So it's like drinking 630 cans of Coke.
That's a lot.
Per person per year. Per capita. Yeah, per person.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. How much do you think you drink a year? A can? A pop?
Like
630?
No, like 5.
We'll be big as a house if we
5-10. I don't like.
Yeah, I don't need to pop no more.
Yeah, I don't like it. Man. I never liked it. It was never.
Yeah, no. Yeah. All right. Hey, look.
Is that all you got?
That's all I want to talk about. Really, I kind of, you know, I feel like there's an expiration, you know, to our podcast. Yeah. That's why we're unconventional. Oh, I know. Best part of the week. Shout out to Kyle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yes. Shout out to Kyle. I listen to, man. Kyle, this is for you. You get one of them, man.
Okay, go crazy. He has his own. He is from LA. No, he's from Chicago. Yeah. Currently lives in LA. Kind of like goes back and forth between LA and Chicago, and loves Chicago. And so he has a podcast where he talks about Chicago, and he had us on. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time. We have talked for like 5 more hours.
Yeah.
Easy.
Sorry that this came at the very end of the podcast, but it was a
pretty, well, we'll post about it on our Instagram. So
very, very stressful week.
Yeah. All
right, now I'm done talking.
Okay. Well, you guys, if you liked this episode, even though it was short and sweet, like a little bottle of soda.
Under 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you like this episode, please share it with someone you love. It is the best way to support us, is to support our content. Follow us all over on all social medias at 77 Flavors Shy. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, buddy. And listen to that all over again, because it's about to play.
Hey.
You said, what do I say the last
word? Yeah, always.
Go say something.
No, I'm good.
Say something.
I don't want to. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, or search 77 flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.